A report says local jails play a major role in Oklahoma's immigration arrests and saying goodbye to the former Cox Convention Center. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Tuesday, December 16th. I'm McDaniels. Local jails and other lockups in Oklahoma are being used to facilitate about half of the state's immigration arrests. Sierra Pfeiffer shares findings from a new report about deportation efforts under President Trump.
The Prison Policy Initiative is a national nonprofit that studies mass incarceration. In its latest report, the group found local collaborations with ICE are becoming an essential part of mass deportation efforts, allowing state police to act as local arms of the Federal Immigration Enforcement Agency. In Oklahoma, agreements have fueled at least half of recent immigration arrests, often at local jails. That means people who are detained, no matter their alleged charge, are being flagged for ICE by local authorities. And Oklahoma has one of the highest immigration arrest rates per capita. Only four other states had higher arrest rates for immigration charges in recent months. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Crews finished demolishing the former Cox Convention Center in downtown Oklahoma City Monday. The final piece of the structure, the roof, came down. It marked a milestone in the demolition work that began in the summer. A new $900 million arena will be built on the site at Reno and Robinson to replace the Paycom Center. The arena is expected to be open by late summer 2028. The Greenwood Cultural Center in Tulsa is set to close for 6 months for renovations. The Tulsa World newspaper reports the building at the center of the historic Greenwood neighborhood will shut down in January. Voters approved the more than $5 million renovation project in a sales tax package in 2019. It marks the first major renovation of a city-owned property since 1995. The community center will be adding new interactive exhibits and a genealogy exhibit that helps 1921 race massacre descendants trace their roots through the community known as Black Wall Street. The city of El Reno has been awarded another Oklahoma Route 66 commission grant. Anna Pope reports the money will go toward a downtown improvement project to make a gateway into the city's heart.
El Reno's new area will be called the Hub and will feature the Heritage Express trolley replica, which was in the movie Twisters. Totaling $725,000, this is the second grant the city netted through the Restoration Commission for the historic highway. The project's entire price tag is $2 million. The Hub will be near the filling station, which opened last year and was also renovated with a grant from the Route 66 Commission. El Reno city leaders say the Hub project adds infrastructure, allowing the city's visitors to stay longer, and continued investment in the highway is vital for the state's tourism economy. I'm Anna Pope.
Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.